Jesus said, "You are condemned already." It's interesting. The sin that condemns us is the fancy pants sin of our status because of that tree. Look at John 3. Actually, it's very interesting to me. We'll just visit John 3 right now and hopefully get to my notes. John 3, verse 17. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe in him is condemned already." Why? Because he has not believed in the name. That's why. They're condemned because they reject the name.
Yes.
They go to hell because they've rejected the name, because Jesus died for their sins. Their no sins hadn't been paid for, folks. They reject the Son of God. He says, here's the condemnation. Here's the nature of it, you see. Light has come into the world. What's that, the Ten Commandments? No, that's Jesus.
Yes.
The light that came into the world was Jesus. And men loved darkness to turn their backs on where Jesus was, where they couldn't invite Jesus because their deeds were evil. And he says, everyone who practices evil hates the light and does not come to the light. Verse 21, but he who comes to the light, etc., 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 etc. The point I want to make is this. See, how did Adam and Eve conduct themselves before they ever ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? What did they do? Was everything they did right? Was everything they did wrong? You know what the answer is? Only God knows. Was it didn't matter?
Excellent.
It didn't matter.
Beautiful.
I mean, you're going to try and tell me right here and now because they were Adam and Eve, they knew no evil. That's the truth. They knew no good. You don't see them talking about good and bad and right and nice. There was no conversation on the subject.
What a thing.
Evil existed. That was Satan. He showed up to lie to them and say, now, here's what I'd like you to do. Question the fact that only God can know right and wrong. Wonder what they thought of the conversation with the devil of right and wrong, seeing they didn't know right and wrong. And you think it began with, what are you talking about? He had to throw into the equation, then you will be like God. Oh. Because that's what got him.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
When man fell, he fell victim of knowing right and wrong. And the conflict was born. You take a man to the cross, there will be no more conflict. There is now, therefore, no more condemnation. Why? Because you are not facing it anymore. Now, with that in mind, before I get any further, any deeper, page 166 on these pages, we'll start with the paragraph above the heading, the paragraph that begins with living by Christ's grace isn't something, and I'll read, you follow. Living by Christ's grace isn't something we have to achieve for ourselves, or for that matter, need to sustain in any way. As Christians, our standing is in grace and of the Spirit. And once again, the option is, number one, will you stand in this grace that is yours already, I put that word in there, and walk in the Spirit by faith or not? That's the question you have to answer for yourself this morning. You are in grace. You are living in a fleshly world. Will you honor your standing in grace and live by grace? And will you resist all the world offers and walk in the Spirit by faith, standing in grace? And for the religious, the next sentence, those who choose to return to legalistic living have fallen from grace, who they have become in Christ, and are living beneath their new status. You have become in Christ part of God's new creation, complete in Him, and you've got to completely change your mindset about who you are, where you're coming from, by what you live, and what your rights are. You've got to change your mindset. It'll always be attacked. Our glory is in the cross alone. The world to come has invaded this present world and established a new rule to live by in Christ. Isn't that interesting? Before then, they were living by the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. But when Christ came along, everything changed. And this was accomplished by the cross. This introduced the greatest change in God's dealings with mankind since the planting of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden and the ensuing fall of man. Death and everything negative were introduced by that tree and compounded by the giving of the law. Have you ever thought of that? As if knowing right and wrong wasn't enough. Now let's slap in 10 Commandments also. But thanks be to God, all of this has been done away with in Christ.